Hello and welcome to EOR Payroll and Beyond, a podcast series by ProClose, where we dive into the world of employer of record, payroll management, compliance, and global workforce solutions. I'm Mohit, your host for the series, and I'm thrilled to have you here. Whether you're a business expanding across borders, an HR professional navigating global payroll, or just someone looking to understand how EOR can simplify workforce management, this podcast is for you. In this series, we'll be speaking with industry experts and senior leaders from ProClose, uncovering key insights on how EOR solutions simplify hiring in different countries, the complexities of payroll management across borders, important compliance considerations for global businesses, and much, much more. Through expert discussions, real-world scenarios, and myth-busting conversations, we'll equip you with the knowledge you need to make informed workforce decisions. So stay tuned as we begin our journey into EOR, payroll, and beyond. Let's get started. So I have Amandeep Singh Wassel, who is the founder for ProClose with me. And Aman, this is the question that I would like you to answer, which is, can you tell us a little about ProClose and what we do?
Sure. Thank you, Mohit, first of all, for having me here. Very excited with our first podcast. So, ProClose makes global growth easy. We not only help businesses expand into new territories, but manage the globally scattered workforce too. Since ProClose's inception in 2016, our workforce solutions cater to different industries with active employees in multiple countries across the globe. We are the first in-country expert company that brought client or partner employees at the center of our service delivery and defined it as our spirit. This is something that we are really, really proud of and helps us stand out.
Thank you, Aman. Thank you for that deep dive into what we do. We'll move on to the next question. So I have Preet Kamal Gupta with me, who is the managing director for ANZ ProClose, and she's located out of Australia, managing our business in Australia. Now, Preet, I would like to ask this question, the next question to you, which is, the podcast is called EOR Payroll and Beyond. What's the beyond all about, according to you?
Hey, Mohit, thank you so much. Sure. I'm very excited to talk about the beyond in global expansion, you know, and what it actually means for ProClose. See, the focus of ProClose is not only on EOR and payroll, but we will be going beyond, which is on the global workforce management, on compliances, on HR, mobility, you know. We'll also talk about how remote work is so much in trend globally. And the ever-evolving AI automation these days. But along with that, you know, we will also be making sure that we create a smooth experience for the employees too. So that's why we always say that we're going beyond. Think of it as, you know, we're diving deeper into the complexities of hiring, managing, paying employees every day in all these different regions. Under the new rules, under new legislations, you know, different registrations, but also ensuring to keep in check the operational and legal aspects that these businesses face when expanding globally. We all know that, right? So we are basically going beyond these challenges and are simplifying the global expansion. Our aim is to share the valuable insights for people managers, you know, so we could support them to navigate these complex landscapes of work. Those managements that they face each day.
Got it. So sounds complex, but I think you make it sound like a breeze.
Sure.
Great. So for the next question, I would like to go to Gaurav. Gaurav is the co-founder and general manager for ProClose. Gaurav, why is employer of record such a hot topic in today's globalized workforce?
Thank you, Mohit, for your question. I would say why it should not be. With the globalization, there has been a lot of increase in the cross-border businesses and easy access to technology. EU and EOR can provide an opportunity for every business to explore those opportunities and talent across the globe. It has become a key part of the workforce strategy, which is compliant and in most cases, effective way of hiring without a local presence.
Sounds exciting, Gaurav. Thank you. I have Neeraj Kumar Sharma with me, who is the co-founder and general manager payroll operations for ProClose. Neeraj, my question to you is, payroll seems straightforward, but there is so much more to it than just paying employees, right? So what are some key challenges businesses face with payroll compliance that you think are, you know, some of the major important key challenges?
Thanks, Mohit. Thanks for your time and bringing me here. See, there are many reasons why, you know, companies outsource their payroll. And what I believe, compliance is one of them. So when we say about compliances, there are different stages of compliances. You know, the first stage, what I can think of, keeping yourself updated with the recent changes within the compliances. It could be payroll compliances, it could be labor compliances. Mm-hmm. The second stage, what I think of, the software, the payroll software that is being utilized to process payroll. We have to, you know, ensure that those softwares are accurately updated with the recent changes in the law. If those softwares are not updated, they will not produce the expected results. So the third thing, what I can think of, you know, once you produce those calculations from the payroll software, you have to do the filing with the respective payroll agencies. It could be on a local level, it could be on a state level, it could be on a federal level. So these becomes very important once you generate those reports and their accurate filing with the respective payroll agencies. So again, compliances for any payroll provider becomes very important to make sure that these are, you know, updated within the system as per the expectations or as per the rules and regulation, to make sure that they are getting filed with the payroll agencies accurately. So,
got it. Yep. Got it. That sounds great, Neeraj. All right, for the next one, I would like to go back to Gaurav. Gaurav, what's one misconception about EOR that you think businesses should know?
I believe one common misconception a lot of businesses have about EOR is that it's a short-term solution for market testing and all that. Though that's true, with the EOR, you can have your entity get set up quickly. However, in reality, EOR can also be a long-term solutions for companies looking to hire employees globally without establishing their own entity in each country. So that's the misconception I believe a lot of companies or businesses have for EOR.
Wow, that's quite eye-opening, Gaurav. Thank you. So coming back to Neeraj, how do businesses benefit from understanding EOR and payroll better?
Thank you for the question, Mohit. What I believe is, and this is my personal, you know, understanding, that currently EOR is in baby stage. This industry needs to be grown further. Okay. Because currently what we are doing, mostly we are serving to the, you know, startups or small businesses. We are yet to reach out to the mid-market or the enterprise businesses. So this is what I believe, that it's in baby stage. Now, I'll give you a practical example how a business, maybe an enterprise or a mid-market, how they can get the benefit through EOR model. Let's say they have a great product and their existing market is saturated. Mm-hmm. So under EOR model, suddenly the entire globe becomes their market, where they can stay away from the hassle of opening their own legal entities. And by engaging with the EOR firm, they can easily employ anyone, anywhere. So this is one of the great benefit under EOR model, where companies can utilize and hire talent anywhere. And, you know, they can start selling their product or services anywhere. So this is one of the major advantages any kind of industries
or any kind of companies can get through the providers. Now, the second part, at the same time, payroll also becomes equally important, because if you are utilizing a global payroll provider, which can, you know, minimize the labor cost and centralize your payroll processing, so payroll also becomes equally important. So this is what I can think as of now.
Got it. That makes it more exciting, because I think then there is a lot of potential for EOR and payroll as an industry altogether to expand further, you know, across the globe. And I think you have clearly highlighted in terms of, you know, what are the key benefits that a company or a business can derive from it. Well, thank you for your insights, Neeraj.
So for the next one, I'll go back to Preet again. And Preet, can you give us our listeners a sneak peek into the episodes ahead? What are some must-listen topics that you would consider them to be, you know, glued upon and, you know, look forward to?
Sure, certainly, Mohit. So, you know, as we are beginning our Workforce Solutions podcast journey from the land down under, we will explore the vast area of EOR in Australia, along with the payroll specifications, you know, under those local legislations and how it's different from other countries as well. So the upcoming episodes, which are going to be very important in these areas, will focus on how we can support the global companies in expanding their operations in this region, be it opening their entities, you know, running payroll, you know, talking about all those statutory payroll components, or bringing the skilled workforce to Australia. So the skilled workforce or the skilled migration in Australia is another topic of interest. And we will be talking a lot about how the expat sponsorship is processed and what are the timelines and how ProClose can support, you know, each business which are based overseas, how we can bring the skilled migrants to Australia. So these are mostly the, you know, the extensive processes, and they require thorough reviews and expertise, which we have in-house. So the payroll and mobility experts and the businesses looking to expand in this region can listen to these insights to understand the benefits, the compliances, and they can always get in touch with us to, you know, get more insights on how these things can be done in this region.
Sounds exciting, Preet, and I'm equally excited to go ahead and, you know, take it forward with you.
Sure.
All right, coming back to Aman, if someone is new to this space, what's the one thing they should take away from this podcast series?
Undoubtedly, this has to be the new opportunities and possibilities for a business. As an example, for a startup in Texas, suddenly the whole world is open for expansion and utilize the talent pool from. The podcast will share the valuable insights to help you navigate through the complexities of doing so. So I think for anyone who is responsible for HR, payroll, or expansion decisions at their workplace should definitely subscribe and make most out of it.
Sounds exciting, Aman. Thank you so much for this. I think we'll definitely have some very, very interesting topics in the coming next few episodes. And stay tuned, guys.